From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry appealed Sunday to both sides to continue Syrian peace talks in Geneva, despite an attack by Islamic State bombers that killed more than 60 people near the country's holiest shrine.
The world is hoping that both sides will move quickly to meet the needs of millions of desperate Syrians, to reduce the pressure on neighboring countries, to reduce the levels of migration, and to help restore peace and stability. The main topics on the agenda for these negotiations include arrangements for a nationwide ceasefire and establishing a path to a political transition that will bring this conflict to an end.
Kerry added that immediate steps are needed to increase food aid and other humanitarian assistance to Syrians. He says, in the end, there's no military solution to the conflict, in a televised statement. His comments, as we mentioned earlier, come as the Islamic State claimed a triple bombing in the southern Damascus suburb Sunday. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing in the Saida Zainab district of Damascus near a revered shrine. The area has been under attack before with several bombings near the shrine in recent years. The United States aid agency has announced $97 million in emergency assistance for Ethiopia. It's to help address the ongoing humanitarian crisis resulting from the impacts of the El Niño phenomenon. The United States government is helping Ethiopians cope with the impacts of El Niño, and our additional assistance will build on ongoing response efforts, according to a USAID administrator in a statement Sunday. VOA News.